This is Bob Wynn with A View From Here. Hopefully you had a great day yesterday with family and friends and celebrated the freedom that you enjoy in this great country of ours. Freedom, something our country was founded for. We're unique in the world with all the personal freedom we have to live our life as we see fit. You're free to practice your personal religion, free speech, of course, and the freedom to think, plan, and enjoy your life without undue restrictions. But, slowly but surely, government is taking away your freedom, and one of these 4th of Julys, we won't be celebrating freedom, just a hollowed-out idea of what our country was founded on and what it once was. I know, it's a bitter pill to swallow when one thinks about the status of the United States of America today. The never-ending spending is digging a financial hole that our children, our grandchildren, and for that matter, our great-grandchildren will never, ever be able to repay. As is always the case, when financial pressures enter the situation, concessions will have to be made to start correcting the situation, and generally, the concessions are not enough without wholesale surrender. That applies to the American way of life and the freedom that we currently enjoy. Our lives are more and more under the control of petty and unnecessary bureaucrats that are dictating more and more restrictions on our way of life. Financially, they continue to demand more and more of your hard-earned money for what? For all the do-gooder programs that generally don't really help anyone, but just create another level of unnecessary bureaucrats. I mean, taxes are one thing, but think about the ongoing fees for this and the ongoing fees for that. Regardless of what you do or where you want to go, they'll be standing right there to collect another fee. Gas taxes, recreation permits, building fees, you name it. They're always standing there with their hand out, waiting to take your money to help support themselves and their ideals. All the while, they're slowly but surely trying to remake America into one giant society where government tells you what you can do, when you can do it, where you can do it, and on and on and on and on. The freedoms that our brave warriors fought and died for should not be something that is relegated to the history books about our great nation. Nope, just like the 4th of July yesterday, we need to continue to celebrate and, dare I say, demand our freedom. After all, that is what America is all about, and that's what you and I want. We want to be free to enjoy our lives and do what we want to do without the heavy hand of government on our shoulder 24/7, approving this, disapproving that, and charging you all the time. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View From Here.